Since 1961, Quartz Plumbing has offered friendly, reliable service to residences all over Bergen County, New Jersey. We are a fourth-generation family-owned business, unmatched in customer satisfaction and professionalism while working in your home. We are the Hydronic Heating and Water Filtration Specialists, with a workmanship guarantee to put you at ease so you can rest comfortably. We offer financing for those big projects that catch you off guard, and we have a network of excellent contractors in all fields for any project you wish to tackle. Call our responsive office team, and we'll dispatch a handsome and educated technician to lay the smack down on all your plumbing issues. You can also find us at quartzplumbing.com, search us on Google, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Like, subscribe, and share, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Plum Bums Podcast, the Blue Collar Tradesman Show, where we talk about small business and entrepreneurship, the everyman's podcast. I'm Phil. As with me always is Max. How we doing?
Good.
And as with us always is Frankie and Maury.
Yep.
So we have a little news for Quartz Plumbing, Plum Bums, Frankie and Maury. It's not out there yet. Okay. It's in the final stages before publishing, but we have... This is not the final copy, but I'm extremely proud of it. Quartz Plumbing is sponsoring Handy Hounds, the story of how two dogs and a pig built an entire town. So I'm going to just go through the rundown with this because I'm extremely proud of it. It's all based on Frankie and Maury. Frankie and Maury are the main characters. And I'm sitting there watching the dogs, like, because they're in a routine at work. They know the routine.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yeah, they always
they love get to get it. They know when we're coming up to a customer's house. So I'm sitting here watching the dogs like run around and do their thing, and I'm like, we do the podcast. The podcast encourages kids to try the trades instead of going to college after high school. Try the trades, get a job, try being an entrepreneur. And I'm looking at the dogs like, you know what? Why don't we let's gear a children's book series to that, and we'll take real life experiences. We'll put it through the eyes of the dogs. So the dogs end up, I'll give you the quick rundown. They're abandoned in a junkyard and they have each other and they love each other and they're best friends. And in the junkyard, they build themselves this little home. Okay. And it's as best as two dogs can do it. And one day Maury finds a fix-it book in the pile of junk. As he pulls it out of the pile of junk, something falls on Frankie's legs and it injures her and knocks her out. And they find help from this old woman who rescues them. And the whole book is them like learning the trade of being handymen, and they start a little business. They learn about taxes. They learn about insurance. And it's all like in the words how young kids could understand. And every chapter or book has a moral of the story. And I'm proud of it. I'm sorry, but I sent it to a bunch of teachers and some editors. They, you know, some people who kind of edit books, and they say that it's really good. It has potential. So we'll see where it goes. We're going to try to publish it. It's money to publish. I'm going to put up my Give, Send, Go on the link on this video here. But Frankie and Maury are finally.
I remember the you went on a bender, like a 2-week bender, sending me half finished books because you kept re-editing it, and then half finished books at like 2 a.m. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you writing a book still?
Once it really got moving, I couldn't stop, like, all the stupid little stories that came up. I even have in there, like, when we get pissed off on the job and yell at each other. And then, like, there's this one chapter where we're pissed off and we're driving home. They're pissed off and they're driving home. And then a stupid song comes on the radio and they all start singing it and they completely forget about the day.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And it's geared toward kids between, like, 4 and 8, 5 and 9, somewhere around there. But, Keep your eyes peeled for it, because I called publishers and the publishing moves quick. Once you have all the material, within a month, you have your first couple books printed, covered, advertised on Amazon, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the problem is getting the manuscript together.
So it's a lot of money to get it off the ground.
Yes.
Just like with anything else. So it takes a lot of money to get it off the ground. And weren't you talking about how you're trying to generate AI pictures and you can't do that?
Oh, yeah. So illustrations are hard because you have to hire an illustrator. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just AI this thing. And when I called publishers, they said, you will not get a book published with AI graphics. And I'm like, what? Why? They're like, well, they're trying to protect the integrity of the industry. And I thought about it. I'm like, actually, I'm kind of with that.
Yeah.
Because I remember growing up, like the children's books, the illustrations were totally original, really cool. Some of those, the one that always stands out to me, which I love the drawings for, was Where the Wild Things Are. You ever read that book?
When I was a kid.
Or The Hungry Caterpillar.
They made
all the illustrations out of like torn construction paper and stuff.
Yeah.
So this may be too much information, but my mom hooked me up with her cousin, and her cousin, she runs like all these art departments and she does these art shows and she has a network of artists she works for. So I sent her the book. And like an hour later, she calls me. She's like, this is fantastic. I'm brimming with ideas right now. And she starts throwing out like sculptors who they'll sculpt scenes of the book like with claymation characters and they'll photograph it. And you submit that as your illustration.
Yeah, but that's a crazy amount of work. Claymation artwork. I remember seeing a behind the scenes of claymation movies. What was it? The new Pinocchio. That was all claymation, and what they had to do, each stop, each little thing that you have to stop and picture, it was insane.
Yeah. I mean, that's stop motion has been it since
the
early 90s.
Yep. People love it.
I think it's cool. And there's a lot of cool stories that will illustrate very well. Like there's a scene where the hounds get together with the town. They build a carnival to raise money. The carnival should illustrate nicely. But I'm pumped because there's nothing out there besides what? Bob the Builder? That's pushing kids to like
Bob the Builder. You have Paw Patrol.
Well, it's Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol is where dogs are. There's dogs that are like police officers, construction workers, stuff like that.
Oh, it's not just like they're solving crimes.
They do. I mean, realistically, I haven't seen it since my niece was a.
All right. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not a completely original idea.
There are no original ideas. That's what I've learned. There's no original ideas anymore. It's just if you act on them.
Yeah,
because most people are too, I guess, sedentary to act on the ideas that they have. Well, everybody has good ideas.
Keep your eyes peeled because Handy Hounds, the complete series, is going to be released soon, and I'm super pumped about it. I'll post this picture. I don't know if you can see it, but I love that
I think
picture.
That's something that we should talk about, especially
what?
With our guests. Acting on your ideas, because mostly, most people, again, like I said, there are no original ideas, but it takes a lot of courage to take that step into building your idea, making your idea come to life, at least, because there are ideas out there like this. There are ideas out there with you know, our podcast.
This is an entrepreneur show.
Yeah.
And that's basically,
it's just about taking that leap, being confident enough in your idea to kind of go and take that idea.
She's all like tail waggy and stuff.
Yeah. Cause you're talking about her.
She knows.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, thanks for joining us. We want to remind you that this show is sponsored by the following. New Jersey State League of Master Plumbers. If you are a plumber, join your local association. It is a group that will fight for you. They will stand up for you. They will raise money for you. They will raise money for the industry. They will lobby the government for you. If you're a plumber, it's not good to be marooned on an island, okay? You need a group of people like-minded, all building the same business, that will get in there and give you a voice. So you want to go to the State League of Master Plumbers. Check them out online. Just look at the graphic right here. The website's right there. Check them out if you're a plumber. I highly suggest you joining your local association.
I was shocked when you joined. You like your little island, your little marooned island.
I know. I mean, yeah, I do. But you got to do it. You have to do it. Yeah. You have to network. You got to.
No, they've been great.
They've been very good. Also, the show is sponsored by Jigsaw, Jigsaw PMR, jigsawpmr.com, your solution to property maintenance restoration. They deal with fire, water, sewer, mold, all types of remediation. Extremely responsive company. Otto Katachis runs that place over there. He's doing a fantastic job. Also, if you are in the trades, Jigsaw sponsors monthly, coming up in the month of May, they sponsor a networking event. It's totally relaxed. It's a great atmosphere for people to come together in a non-official setting and just hang out, have a couple drinks, talk, share your business, meet some guys in your business. I love his event.
You just have to tell blue collar guys that there's going to be free food and free beer.
Free food and free beer.
They'll show up.
Really good food. Cornerstone sponsors it. Well, Jigsaw sponsors it, but he has it at Cornerstone. And we are posting that information on our social media, so you guys will definitely see that come up. Also, if you're interested in being on the show, we are always looking for people who own a small business, entrepreneurs. If you're in a really cool industry, we'd love to have you on and have a chat with you. It's a lot of fun, very relaxed. It's basically one long commercial for your business. You're going to go to quartzplumbing.com. You're going to click that podcast link. You're going to scroll all the way down to you see the Be a Guest application. Fill out that application and we'll get you on. It's a lot of fun. Nancy will get you on. She'll hook you up. And that's pretty much it. What else we got for sponsors? Nobody else. If you're interested in sponsoring us, feel free to find me online and send money to my Cash App. Anyway, folks, today we have a guest who has already been on, very close friend of the family. Scott Wickersheim from Wickersheim Plumbing and Sons.
Wickersheim and Sons
Plumbing. Wickersheim and Sons Plumbing. You guys have been over there for an eternity now.
Going on 100 years in 2026.
100 years. Yeah,
third generation.
Grandpa. What's planned for the 100-year-old party?
We've got some things. Nothing really settled yet. We're looking on doing something big.
You have a bouncy castle?
I think you should. Yeah. We've got to do that. Some face painting.
No, Scott has known, you've known my uncle since, when he started, right?
Well, I've met your grandfather.
That's right. Your dad knew my grandfather
knew your grandfather, and my father knew your grandfather.
I think your dad was the only person my grandfather could tolerate. I think
they didn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
And speaking of like being on an island, they were those guys.
Yeah.
We don't need anybody.
He was
friends with everybody. Yeah. Never went to the meeting.
That's what I noticed with the old school guys.
Yeah.
They're either in or out.
Well, what has changed with those is back then I went to a couple with my father and everybody sat around and complained. And that is what a lot of these guys think these associations are.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just sitting around, you can't make any money in this anymore. The association that I belong to, it's not that way.
Yeah.
It's you know, hey, who has this tool? You know, my pro press gun's down. Hey, call up somebody that you got a connection with now, and everybody works together.
We need younger guys in there.
Yep.
Definitely need younger.
They're starting.
That's good.
It's positive. I go. I like it.
It's also good for connections, not just with local plumbers, but like what we did, you get connections with manufacturers.
Yep.
Yeah.
They bring
yeah.
over manufacturers. Oh, the huge.
Education. You go each night, you know, they different sponsors.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's important.
Yeah.
It's important. A lot of guys don't think it's important. They want to just plunk down and the association meetings are boring. Well, you know what? You get a meal, you hang out, you have a drink, you talk, and you
learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you have people there to back you up.
It used to be a different, but recently I found maybe I have gotten older and now I see it differently, but I enjoy going to them, you know, and I've learned a lot.
Well, listen, you've been, like I said, you've known my family for a long time. So we've worked hand in hand for a very long time. You've always been larger than Quartz. So we always pick you up on the, But listen, Scott, so you told me about this idea you had years ago.
Yeah. 2023.
And you were pumped about it as you are now. So you've been at the forefront of developing this app called Site to Code. Site the Code, available on iPhone.
In Apple Store, Google Play.
And all that stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Site to Code, tell the audience exactly what the app is.
Well, it's a resource that helps contractors reach out and get connected to New Jersey state inspectors. Plumbing, electrical, building, fire, subcode, right through the app. And it offers three different ways to do it. You can use, it's called the comment tab, which is basically texting through the app. Then there is a phone call to where you can schedule a phone call and say, look, I'm going to be on the job at this point. I want to talk to you. I want to be there when I want to talk. Or you can go instant conversation with somebody. You hit that tab. It rings through every New Jersey State plumbing. It's by what subcode you pick.
Yeah.
Your project is by, you pick what you're having a problem with. And every state inspector that has been vetted by Site the Code through the administration, they'll check with the state to make sure that your license is valid.
Right.
And you can get the first plumbing inspector to pick up the phone and says, okay, I want this call. Well, then you'll be connected instantly by FaceTime. So the FaceTime
right is through the app.
Right through the app. You don't have a last name. You only have a first name of that inspector. You don't see the inspector. Only your camera works. Contractor camera works.
Okay.
Okay. It's protecting the anonymity of the inspector.
Yeah.
So, and then they can turn around and they can either have a conversation with you or use the camera to look at your job and give you a pre-inspection. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't want to, while your customer's standing there going, okay, your inspection's today, 4 to 8 or whatever, 12 to 4, and they know you're there waiting to pass. And then if inspector shows up at 4:30 and fails you, your homeowner's upset. You look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you can do it while the job's going on, the homeowner or a GC doesn't even know that your inspection is ready or you're ready to go, you can have this inspector look at your work as you go and say, you missed that. Your trap arm's too long.
Wow.
You can do that. And you're doing it while your tools are there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and you're not going to look bad.
You're killing like 9 birds with one stone.
So now, we all know every inspector thinks different. The books can, the books can all be read. And you open one eye and it looks one way. Close the other eye, you look a different way. So we are a resource. We're there to help. We're not guaranteeing that you're going to pass, but it's definitely better than some guy have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
Do you know how many code books there are? Do you know what year the code books are?
Right.
That we're on right now.
Right.
You know? Do you know there's like 4 different locations, you know, for each subcode that you can go find
Yeah.
You know, one brings you to which way, and then you got subchapter 6. You know,
right.
So how do you, everybody
goes, oh,
I
got hell.
My I've talked to people and they go, well, I have my plumbing code book. Okay, yeah, but what about your fuel gas code book? What about your mechanical code book? What about, you know, when do you go to the UCC?
Listen, this is a no-brainer to me. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
No, I feel like it's similar to like a Carfax for when you're going to buy a car. You just kind of get that security of, okay, if the car has got, you know, X amount of accidents, if it's been maintained, you know, its maintenance records and all that kind of stuff. And it's just a little extra security for the customer and for the plumber. So when you finally take the car off the lot, you're like, okay, I can go take it to my mechanic, but I kind of already know the history, the background of it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? And there's the other part of this as far as like I get, this is what I'm hearing from plumbers that have been in the business for a long time. They're like, you know, I know all the codes book.
I've bring it a little bit closer.
I went through all the codes. Yeah. I don't need this because I'm a master plumber. Like, okay, so we're trying to bring youngsters in. We're trying to bring new people in. You don't want to be on that job.
Right.
You want to get to the point where you can leave your guy. He's not a master plumber, but you're leaving him.
Yeah.
Do you want him to call you? Or do you want him to be able to talk to an inspector?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily for the business owner. It's for his guys. It's support for his team. And that's the biggest thing that we're looking at.
That's huge.
Take the pressure off of the owner of the company. Right now, you know, we'll talk about pricing and all that kind of stuff and where we're at.
Well, I definitely want to just dig into like the guts of this app. Okay. I mean, I know we've been on renovations and we're sitting there, we're looking at plumbing that does what we put in. It doesn't totally look right. Will this work? Will that work? We'll have to wait for the inspector to see what he says.
Yep. Yeah. And a lot of guys do have inspector friends.
Yeah.
You know, and it was funny because I was at my inspector's, Plumbing Association meeting. And I'm listening to these guys talk, and they're like, oh, you know, this guy went down to Florida. We lost our connection to a plumbing inspector. And it was the next meeting I knew I was coming to announce.
You had an in.
Yeah. And I was going to be the speaker. And I'm just like, these guys, everybody likes to have an inspector. And the catchphrase for the company is have an inspector in your pocket.
Yeah,
that's good. It's like having an inspector in your pocket.
No, I have a question about that. You said when they lost the inspector, you moved down to Florida. Do you lose your inspecting license? Or so you're constantly inspecting?
He can keep it up.
And he just moves to Florida. That's it.
He's flowing. He's retiring. He's not into business. If you want to call him up, he might, you know, he's retiring. He's slowing down.
But he could still be a part of the app, technically?
As long as the inspector end, this is great end for the, thank you for asking that part. It's really cool for the inspector end, too, because these inspectors are aging out.
Yeah.
A lot of them are aging out because, you know, and they can't crawl up a ladder. They can't get out there. But as long as they keep their inspector's license active with the state of New Jersey, they can work from their couch.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And they can make, they get paid for every question they answer.
And that is like the whole new thing.
That's what they, yeah, every time you, it's called a request. Every request that they complete, they get paid. Direct deposit into their checking account.
That's nice. Yeah.
And this is, right now we're in plumbing, mechanical. I have a building, I have a couple building inspectors signed on. I haven't started selling it to the builders yet, carpenters. I have two electrical subcodes ready that are already on the app.
It's like on-demand consulting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right through the phone. Jeez. Now, the inspectors have on their side, because you know the guy's going to be sitting there with his grandkids or whatever, he's not going to have all his code books around him. They have access through the code book, through the app, through that. Yeah.
So they can talk to the person, scroll through just to double check.
Yep. Hold on a second. I know where it is, but let me find it in the code book. And they can go through and then they can screenshot it and send it through the app to you. And then when you're sitting there in front
of out of here.
Yeah. Then when you failed. Okay. Now you're on your reinspection.
You thought of everything.
It's been 2 years working on this thing.
Well, you kind of took the private, you went the private route, obviously, with it, where this has nothing to do with the state, but I feel like this can open a lot of doors for the state, too.
Well, I've already talked to states. I'm not going to say names, but I've talked to the state pretty high up, and they were very excited about it.
Yeah.
And the reason they're excited about it that I gathered was it's looking to bring compliance.
Yeah.
If a plumber or even a guy who's not a plumber yet but working that way, he's more likely to get a permit. If he thinks he's got help.
If he's got help. Yeah.
You know? It's and true. You're going to call the building department. They're not going to answer. Some of these guys are more helpful than others. I'm not saying they all won't answer. But they also have a job to do doesn't count answering your question.
Right, right.
Training you.
Yeah.
You know? And we're going to be the resource to help you.
Yeah.
That's our goal. Not sit back and, what do you want this time?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's how this all came about. There's a whole bunch behind that part.
Listen, I actually think this is a good way to bridge from the homeowner to the contractor with the state.
And that's because, what the state was saying.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, and I know you're an inspector, and I know you know what I'm talking about here. There's just a lot of rudeness and just like, you know what I mean? Like a lot of looking down from the state.
Yeah.
And it's just, I go up to some of these inspections offices and you're treated like crap. And you're just like, I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how do you, I'm going to go on a little rant here, but like, it's like, how do you go to your job
people,
every day?
You talk about,
I know.
I'm now on defense. So I'm going to sit here with my face like.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I'll give you my grievances.
All right.
Because I get them all the time. We've had customers on here that I bitch about something, and then they'll go, well, let me give you my grievances about you, and I got to take it, you know?
Well, I'm split down the middle. I don't know.
But, like, I'll drop off a permit, or I'll ask the lady behind the desk, and she's just, like, rude, and it's like, there's nowhere else you can go besides a state job where you can just treat people like crap all day and get a raise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm excited. One of the reasons why I like this app is because this could almost start bridging that.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
My point was, what I was saying was, is that I think it's great if a part of the app is it helps with filling out permits, because a lot of plumbers, a lot of contractors have a hard time filling out permits.
So, yes. And I want to stop where this was going, okay?
Yeah.
Because what's funny is before I got my inspector's license, I always wondered, what came first in the building department? The attitude of the people or the contractors making them that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sympathize with that too.
Yes. Yeah. So we were trying to figure out, it's like, is that the hiring model that you just think, you know, that's the type of person that ends up in a building department, you know, people that just are fed up, tired, but and now that I've straddled both sides of it, it's a mix. It's a mix that there's a lot of really nice people in those building departments that have dealt with a lot of garbage questions and a lot of contractors coming in with attitudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, again, chicken or the egg. The contractor's walking in with attitude because they've been treated bad by someone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they come in ready, and now you just turned a sweet person in the building department who is having a very nice conversation with somebody and sees a grumpy face at their counter.
Yeah.
You know what? That's such a good panel. I'll give you another example. We had in school our last year, the guy from the state came in and he invited, they said, bring everybody, ask all your questions. And contractors were pissed because they weren't hearing from the state. This guy had just taken over and he's coming in. He's going to overhaul the state. He has like a good attitude to do it. But contractors were all sitting back there. They were already pissed off. Ready the guy's go. Giving a good speech, and then they just start firing off at this guy.
Yep. They didn't fire off. They tried to like put him down. It was uncomfortable.
So now,
yes, it was.
You're now a contractor. Your fear of the unknown is what's going to happen when I walk into this building department. Okay, but with Cite the Code, you're talking to inspectors. You're seeing they're humans. Okay, they want to be nice to you. Because they're getting paid to answer your questions.
Yeah.
So they're not out there with their tin badge going, not in my town. The idea is they want you to keep coming back so they keep getting paid and don't have, you know, they can retire and hang out and get their little side money. So now you're seeing these guys as humans, but you're also, just talking with them, it's going to rub off.
Yeah.
As far as what their problems are, what they're running into.
I think it's
now you're
going
to go in and you're going to treat the inspector with more respect.
Yeah.
Because you had a conversation
you're
with them.
You're also going to be more knowledgeable. So they're going to treat you with more respect because you're not coming in with like, here's my riser diagram on a napkin.
I've seen that.
Or nobody else asked me, why does your town only ask that? You want to get any plumbing inspector or any inspector upset saying, that's only your town.
Yeah.
It instantly. What? Instantly gets me like, are you kidding me? I take classes that's by the state. Maybe some other guys don't know that and they've picked up under it, but I make this up for my town,
right?
You guys are the middlemen for the state, which is also a very frustrating
place to be
because so you're just enforcing the rules of the state,
right?
Versus and you're the middleman between the contractor who gets annoyed and the state who says, no, this is what we
have to do. And I have to enforce it for the state because the state audits our books. They come in and see what our failure rate is. They check our stuff.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not like nobody's looking over our shoulder.
Right.
You know, I can't just let things go. Yeah. And then there's safety issues and everybody thinks there's certain things that water temperature on showers. Sorry, you got kids in there. I'm not going to let you have it at over 120 in your shower.
I've never met an inspector that lets that slide. Ever.
Yeah, but I get you're showing up with a thermometer. Yeah.
It's part of the code.
That's it. Can you tell what that temperature is?
That's what it is. It also gets a plumber. If you have to go back and fix something, I think also as a contractor, you shouldn't get frustrated. You should just be like, I'm learning something.
Yep.
I'm not going to make that mistake next time.
And now there's the app where you're not going to have to go back as much.
Yeah.
And you know that homeowner does not look at you the same. You know, once first you fail, back. You know, you can push it off as, the inspector must be in a mood.
Right.
Second time, what are you doing?
Yep.
You know, and you've done other projects for me. You seem to fail a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to have it. And that's where we're at with this.
That's huge. Helpful. It's got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Are homeowners able to call inspectors and talk to them?
Yes.
That's even bigger.
Yes. Okay. It's not what I'm pushing, but it's there.
Yeah.
So in the app, when you sign up as a contractor, you put in your level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's beginner. It's journeyman, expert, and then your expertise, master, licensed, whatever.
Right.
So that inspector knows what type of person you're talking to before they pick it up, and so they know how to talk to you. Because if you're a journeyman and you don't want this inspector to start talking down to you like you're a master plumber with 20 years, you know? So it'll be more intimidating. So it's trying to like get the inspector to know what they're dealing with
at
what level. Okay. And
the
homeowner's
and
in there.
And the homeowner is.
But I'm talking to plumbing associations. We're going to plumbing supply houses. We're going to go to building supply houses, electrical supply houses. I've already got a connection that I'm setting up.
You're in for a lot of work ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah.
You thought the hard work was done designing this thing.
Well, one of my guys is a mouth. I'm not going to say who he is, but he's going to be out there.
He's going to be out there helping. Make sure
he knows the project product as well as I do.
Make sure he cleans himself up and looks nice.
Yeah, I'll have to. Yeah.
Put on some clean socks for Christ's sake.
It's just a talker.
And
that's all we need, you know?
That's all you need.
Yep.
If you can connect, I'm telling you.
And he's so likable. Like, so it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. But then we're starting to grow out there and get bigger.
It all comes down to your now you're selling your app. You developed it. Now you're selling it. And selling is, so we hired two new guys. They're actually going to come on the show. You'll see them on the show. We're going to interview them for our last episode for the season, just to have like a fun episode BS.
Yeah.
But I tell them, I'm like, listen, I could teach you plumbing. I could teach anyone plumbing. But it is a totally different beast nowadays, because you have to get in there. You are selling yourself now. You have to compete with private equity companies, all the ones that you see on TV. Mm-hmm. And you also have to compete with the guys that are lowballing you.
Yep.
Why are you better than the guy who's lowballing you? You know what I mean?
Showing up with a van with no lettering on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Non-commercial license plates.
Yep.
Yeah. And just as a warning to those guys out there, I take photographs of all of them I see and I submit them to the state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even apologize for that at all. If we have to go through this BS, then you better get your ass and you go through the BS.
And the classes and the time that we've put in.
Yeah. I'm a snitch.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No.
I'm
You're
a
protecting
snitch.
Your trade. You're protecting what you've put in. That's it. That's not snitch.
I had a guy. This is so funny. I had a guy. I was in a horrible mood anyway. Okay. And I pull up to the supply house, and there's this unlicensed, unmarked, non-commercial van with windows that you can just see construction materials and plumbing materials in it, blocking the entire parking lot. Just pulls in and parks.
Yeah.
And I go, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. So I walk in there. I'm like, bro, is that your van there?
Yeah.
Like, do you just, like, I got so frustrated.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pete starts laughing. He starts laughing at me because he knows. And I'm like, dude, how do you just pull in? First of all, you have an unmarked, unlicensed truck. You shouldn't even be in here as a contractor. And he lost his mind. So we kind of got into it.
Yeah.
So I followed him out. He was pissed. He was yelling at me. I was following him. I took pictures of all of his truck, took pictures of his face. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm submitting this to the state, dude.
Yep.
If you park, maybe if you parked nicely, I would have just ignored you.
Yeah, yeah,
but no,
yeah.
You had to inconvenience my day. Like, so now you will feel the wrath. I have no patience for that. And it's because we do everything the right way.
Yes.
What you're supposed to do. And I see these trucks that are not doing it.
Yep.
And nothing's happening.
Yep.
You know, I'm sick of it.
Now show up as an inspector to that guy. And, okay, so I'm an inspector with a business, paying my dues, paying my business insurance, doing everything for the contractor end. Going out to do plumbing inspections, and I have to inspect this guy's work now. And like, all right, where did you get this license from? Where did you get this stamp? Oh, wait, you put as the homeowner doing the work.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. They talk the homeowner smokes. Into it. So I make sure that the homeowner, I explain to the homeowner, and if there are any homeowners out there that hire contractors that ask you to fill out the plumbing tech section or the electrical tech section, that puts all the insurance about liability on you. You said you're doing the work, or you are overseeing the work. It's supposed to be you or a family member helping you. So when that sets on fire or floods, insurance company's like, wait a second, where's the permits? Doesn't go to that contractor.
Yeah.
It goes to you.
Yeah.
So they totally what is it lose. Worth it? I never thought about that before,
actually.
I'd be
curious to know what the percentage is of people who, like,
sign. Doing the work that way?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's
a lot. It's higher than you would think.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the GCs have their unlicensed guy come in and does it.
But
you know, and there's plumbing inspectors out there that
stamp.
That sign and that's all their job is. They just sign and on tech, you know, and there's people watching them and reporting them to the state too.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating when I see the same guy, same name. And I talk to other plumbing inspectors and they go, that person, we know that person doesn't ever show up to a job.
We had one of our, Ronnie Barbarullo, he told us a story about how he caught a contractor was using a dead man's permit.
The stamp. His
a
stamp.
Dead man's stamp.
Damn.
You know, it's a stamp. Yeah. And after like a few years, they couldn't figure it out. And then they figured it out and they took the permit from him.
Yeah.
And they threatened him with fines. I think jail time. Isn't jail time?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
I don't,
he said he would prosecute him to the fullest extent. Yeah. He goes, you have 12 hours to return that stamp to my office.
But it's crazy. It's crazy the lengths that people will go to.
It belongs to the state.
Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
Which we learned in school.
Yep.
You actually don't own your plumbing license.
Nope.
You don't own your plumbing stamp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So listen, let's get back to this amazing app with all this potential. I want to talk about, well, you've been out since June.
June is when he went public on the App Store.
Just almost a year.
Yeah.
Almost a 1 year and birthday.
We're in beta testing, which is the app development company that I'm partnered with. You can, when you go in and you sign up, we have a 90-day free trial, and you come in and we get a coupon code on it. And if you want, you reach out to me or to the admin. My office there is through the website's citethecode.com. And on there, there's a form that you could fill out. And that will get us in through to contact you, talk to you back and forth about the app, any questions. And also we'll give you out the coupon code at that point for the free 90 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's, it's in beta testing. When you sign up now, if you don't like something about it, you're able to contact the app development team and say, hey, you know, maybe this is a better way of doing it.
Oh, wow.
This is, and then they take everything and my weekly meetings with them, we see what the feedback is and they tweak as we go.
What's the development process like? I know, because like I said, you threw out this idea years ago to me, and I'm like, wow, that actually sounds pretty cool. Like, literally, how did it go?
Not to get too in-depth with it.
You don't have,
Okay.
Stay light.
The basic idea, I'm going to skip. I'll start off, and then I'm going to skip a bunch. Basic idea came to me when, remember that flood back in 2021?
Over here, that flood.
No, it was major. It was all the Passaic River over when it
Newark Airport flooded.
It was Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend, okay? And I was working in a school that had 4 feet of water in it, okay? And I spent 2 days pumping out this school. And then I developed a cough. And 2 months of this cough not going away, I ended up in bed for a month. It was during COVID, and it wasn't COVID.
Good Lord, really?
I was in bed at our place down, and in bed, couldn't move, couldn't breathe.
Wow.
They didn't want me to come to the emergency room. They sent the ambulance to me every time we called. And we called the emergency. They had the ambulance show up 3 times. My oxygen level was down. I still have a funky voice from it, and I still can't breathe.
Wow.
So after going through this and through this for a long time, turned out that I got a bacteria from being in the water that settled in my lungs.
Yeah.
And it was growing in my lungs, and I had to go through all whatever to get through that. But I noticed no doctor wanted to see me. I was doing everything Zoom meetings with these doctors.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, if a doctor doesn't have to have you to check it, I was like, there's something to this.
Yeah.
We can do this without going to your house.
Well, to go back to that, was that successful? The thing with the doctor FaceTiming you? Did you feel like that was a good...
It got me to where I needed to do, and I didn't have to go in and see what I was going to catch from anybody else.
Right.
All that. So I started the app real quick with the original idea was for me as a plumber to be sitting on my couch and telling unlicensed plumbers or helpers how to fix plumbing. And I went nuts. I had a camera with a stand on it that the plumber would I'd give out as part of the package, and they'd set it up underneath the sink.
Oh, wow.
And I'd sit there and I'd be like, all right, now take your pliers. And I was going to, the idea was to have retired plumbers tell the new generation how to do it and be over their shoulder. I went so far as bought a police camera from Florida and had it strap up there. And I had people that I knew underneath sinks with that. And it was like, all right. So my idea was to have my guys from my company do it. And it was working. I was going through. There was connectivity problems. You go down in the basement, you lost the video.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm like, So I had an app development team at that time working with me on it, and they were crazy about the idea. And they were like, this is what, so we did a lot of testing. And then I went with, I went with the person who we tried to test it, and I was in one side of our house, and she was in the other side of our house, and she's underneath the sink, and I'm the most calm, trying to talk to her. This is my app. I need this to survive, to take off. And she wanted to throw the phone at me, and I wanted to throw the phone back at her because, like, you're grabbing the wrench the wrong way, you know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I bailed. Plus, the cost of the app development from that was crazy. You know, it's like buying a house.
Yeah,
is what they wanted. So, I went away. I went away with the whole idea done, and I said, "All right, I don't understand it." And then
I'm going to move this closer.
Okay, if you don't mind. I'll sit up a little bit too. And then,
I want you to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I'm sitting back, and as always, my head's always going. And I know you always got something going on.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm running a plumbing company. I'm working in two towns. I got three positions in two towns. And people are calling me throughout the day asking me inspection questions. Other plumbing companies, other master plumbers found out I'm an inspector. Hey, man, what's this? What's this? Hey, and then just popped, which is great. Yeah. But I'm like, you know what? I put the one idea together with the other idea. And I'm like, here we are.
It's like, what? You should go start paying for it. You're going to start paying for my
advice. After that 90 day, you know what I mean? Well, the other part of this is, so the idea of it, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Weekly meetings, doing the app development team, learning how to set up everything, doing like logos, everything like that. But to what I really want to hit is the pricing is not going to be heavy on the contractor. The idea is for me to have advertisings, and that advertising is going to be paying. They're going to be putting the bill. Keeping the contractor price down to, it has to be a subscription so I can show.
Of course, yeah.
And then we can do that. Say, hey, look, but for an advertiser, I'm putting it right in front of your product, right in front of their face of contractors that are going to use it.
This is targeted marketing.
Right at it, yes. This isn't going to steal, kids sitting on couch.
Right.
That you're just wasting your time with. This is going right in front of your
contract. Not just scrolling through Instagram and something stupid pops up that has nothing to do with you.
Yep. Electrical supply houses, plumbing supply houses.
Milwaukee.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody. I'm direct right at your
huge.
Your product's right there in your face.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now. Advertising, going through meetings with that.
It's probably exhausting.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. My employees know that when my door's closed, they don't even knock. They're like, oh, he's in another meeting with the app. And
he's in app mode.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You hear things breaking inside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot more than I ever thought. Because my business, I took over from my parents, my family, and everything. So I didn't do a lot of the setup.
You didn't?
The
advertising.
Yeah. I just was making it better and trying to expand it.
Right.
But now to come in where I didn't have a name.
Yeah.
And to go through, I find it's cool. I find like pages of my hand drawings of what I wanted the logo to look like. And it was like, I saved it all. So I'm hoping someday it'll be, something that we put out.
In your autobiography.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. one of them was a magnifying glass with the state of New Jersey in it. And and then we went through.
You don't want to lock yourself into one state though.
I already have every state across the country.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's site to code New Jersey, site to code New York, site
that's
to code
great.
PA. I paid for every domain name across
South Africa.
Yeah, you got Africa. I haven't got into it yet. Hold on a second. International.
Are there even any codes down there?
And that's where we're looking. We start in New Jersey and figure out what we have to do. Trademarked it. We're in the patenting phase, trying to see about
what is. Yeah. Is it expensive to trademark?
Trademark? It depends on what you think is expensive. Every part of this is expensive.
McDonald's is expensive nowadays.
Yeah, right. It's everything has like, everything's over $2,000, $3,000.
Is that about what it costs?
Well, one phase of it, yeah. And then they come back to you and go, okay, now it's been registered. Now you got to.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to trademark Plum Bums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have a really nice guy who dealt with me on.
He'll walk me through it. I got to talk to him.
Yeah, local.
I want to start. So I have some taglines that pertain to blue collar that no one's trademarked, and I want to trademark specifically to Plum Bums.
Yeah.
And
where do you go with it? I never had to deal with any of this, so you're learning this every step of the way.
Thank God for YouTube and Google.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
And AI. I mean, I ask everything of AI now.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
You might, I don't know if you're there yet, but AI might come in real handy to write some of this stuff.
We're looking.
Yeah, what am I thinking? Of course you thought of everything.
The other part of it is a lot of this is trends as far as the inspector. You're still dealing with the human element of the inspector.
Right.
So you got to know what that person's got to talk to you. Like, okay, in a lot of this towns, you might get away with this area. Yeah.
It's crazy that you just mentioned that because I saw a mechanic who was trying to fix a tractor, all right, and he went through AI like chatbot GPT something like that, and he had to fix this issue on the tractor, and he just typed in each thing,
yeah.
and the ChatGPT, the AI chat bot, walked him through every step of the yep. process and found pinpointed exactly
yeah. yep.
where the problem was yeah. and how to fix it.
Yep.
And it's like it kind yep. of similar it, with this
yes.
a little bit.
Yeah. AI's got, listen, AI has potential in that, but I'll tell you this, because I used, so I used AI when I started to get toward the end of the book
mm-hmm.
because I don't know, like, punctuation and stuff.
Yep, yep.
So I would take what I wrote
yep.
and I basically write the whole chapter. I would take a big segment and I would put it into ChatGPT and I say, make this readable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Right. And it would do right. that for
yep.
me.
Yep.
But it's not quite there. Like, what you're trying to do,
yeah.
you need human eyes on yes. what they're looking at.
Yeah.
It may come in handy.
And they need to know when to ask that question.
Like, yeah.
Okay. So when do you use a mechanical permit versus when you use a plumbing permit for a water heater?
I don't know. I still use right. plumbing.
Yeah. And going to turn you down, turn you away. You get it one try and it's like, all right, you know, you're not supposed to have yeah. it at that point. So, but I don't know, those kind of like, all right, what's the next question? Are they going to ask you a question back? That interaction back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
So, you need that human interaction. Yeah.
Say, okay, wait a second. It could be this way.
And, yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it can't, AI can't do a good part of this.
No, it's help. It'll help. Yep. It can definitely yep. help.
But, and then we're going into Spanish. We're going to have a Spanish version.
Oh, well, you're going to yeah. have to, yeah.
Yep.
You gotta,
yep,
that's next. I don't think you have a choice.
No, but it's next. Hey, you know what? I want to be able, and that, the AI, I know, I believe the AI is going to help me on that, to translate
oh, big back time. And
forth. Yeah.
100%. You
know? So that's the only reason I brought that up.
No, it's yeah. AI. Yep. AI really is a tool that a lot of people don't use.
Yep.
And like I said, I used it for like the second part of this book to kind of mm-hmm. clean everything up.
Yep.
But it still has that robotic yep. feel. Yep. So I loaded it up. They gave me the right punctuation mm-hmm. and separated the lines. And then I reloaded into my Word document and I still had to go yep. through everything.
So the idea of Cite the Code is that you can buy all the books, right? You can have every book that you're supposed to have on your truck. And if you don't know where to look 100%. For your specific situation,
100%.
You're going to get, you could go up and open up and you find it to the T.
Yeah.
In, you might find it in a mechanical code book and to the T think it is there. And because of one yep. thing that you didn't think of, it brings it through to 100%. A totally different code book.
You're so right.
Yeah. And now you're having a conversation with an experienced inspector from the state. He's run into both sides of those.
Yeah.
And he's going to go, okay, and well, where are yeah. you? Which one do you got? And help you get to that point.
Yeah. Listen, the plumbing test prep course is all it is learning how to find things in right. a book.
Exactly.
And how asinine does that sound? But it's true. Yeah. The plumbing book, listen.
The answers are there.
The answers are there. But there's some answers that'll say one thing and something yep. may contradict.
Yep. Yep.
And you have to learn how to read that. And yep. you literally have to take a course yep. before you take your test to do that.
And how much is it better to where, you know, if you, what do you want? Do you want your lead tech that you're paying an hourly wage to be looking through a code book?
Yeah.
Or do you want him to go on an app real quick? And go, hey, okay, no, I found it. Thank right. you. Thank you for finding it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
You know, but.
You want them doing other more important.
Right.
More.
Right.
You know.
It's like driving around the mall looking for that parking spot.
Listen, Cite yeah. the Code, you know, is just a.
Get it right. Get it quicker.
It's yeah. a huge resource.
Yes.
For that.
That's what we're going
it's
for.
It's absolutely huge. I would give it to all my techs yep. 100%.
Yep.
You know, so let's talk about, you went through the development. You figured out the logo.
Yep.
I think it's a great logo.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, there's ideas going into it. We wanted to make it look like a badge, make it look authority. So we twisted a whole bunch of different things.
You do
kind of
look like an off-duty cop right now. Right. I will say.
Yeah. That's but you want an authority figure. You want to be able, yeah. like, you're not coming in trying to look schleppy. You don't right. want to, you know, we're looking at where it's going to be. You can get Cite the Code certified. And now you can put that on your truck. And now you talk around your homeowners and you're like, yeah, hey, we're Cite the Code certified. We have direct connection to state inspectors to make us our failure rate drop.
That's such a,
you know,
that's, you have the bridge. You yep. have the bridge ready exactly. to go.
Yeah.
Scott, so, this is huge, man.
Thank you.
I think this, well, not that my opinion yeah. matters, but right. I know for a fact I've been doing this for 10 years. He's been doing this for 8. I'm actually only 9. Actually, I did the math and you're 7. You know, you're only 7.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to be going on your 8th year.
Wow, it feels so much longer.
Yeah.
It feels
so much longer. But all the time, we've been on renovations. We've been on stupid crap. And I'm just like, Let's just cross our fingers and hope it passes.
Yep. And say, okay, let's say you're in one town. You do a lot of work in one town. And that inspector does not enforce certain parts. Okay? Now you go to another town over. And you don't even think about it. This is what you've always done.
Right.
Okay? And
there's a lot of that in this industry.
Yeah, and you come through, and now this inspector, who's not even from any of these towns, he might be in South Jersey. And he'll look up and go, you know what? Well, you missed this. And he's like, wow, I never even thought about it, because you're in your groove.
You're in your old
groove. Now you change it while your PVC's still out.
Yeah.
Your guy's still on the job.
Tools are still
change
out.
Change it then. Yeah. And that inspector comes in, and that is his thing.
Right.
You didn't know. That's his thing that he calls for.
Yeah.
You just saved your time. You saved your reputation.
What's the easiest way to piss off an inspector?
So, say that another inspector from a different town doesn't do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, or like, I've been doing this long. I know. Yeah.
Inspectors must love that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Or I'm an inspector too. Where do you work? Oh, I just have the license.
Yeah.
I think the hard-headedness of contractors gets in the way a lot, because it's like, in this trade, even you have to always be learning.
Yeah.
So you're always learning.
Yep.
You know, like, there's new stuff constantly coming out. There's stuff that, like you said, you get into a groove of doing and you never think about it another way. Yep. So, like,
until you go into town.
Yeah. Right.
This industry is always, you're always learning.
So the inspector, the professor who taught our inspector's class actually taught my father's inspector class too. Yeah. Way back. He was great. Lenny Filato. Just a class act.
What a Jersey class name.
Class act, okay? But he led off the class. Remember coming in, he led off the class, and he goes, look, listen, I've seen a lot of you guys. I've inspected a lot of your work. He goes, I know a lot of you guys hate inspectors, and you've gotten that one guy who twisted you and made you, you know, always failed you or whatever. You just couldn't get by on him. I'm going to tell you, coming into this class and starting this career, don't become what you hate.
Mm.
And he pushed
that. He's so right. Ronnie
pushed
that too.
Don't be that guy that now wants to come out and get even with everybody else.
Yeah.
Because he used to get
failed. Because there is some of that.
He used to get failed on. He used to fail all these on this kind of guy. And I always look at it as like that. I hear Lenny's voice constantly going, don't become what you hate. Walk in. You see what they are. Think the guy might be having a bad day. Give him an opportunity.
Yeah.
Talk to him, when, you know, find out, hey, look, maybe you should try. Did you know that it was supposed to be this way?
Yeah.
You know, and don't come in like you're not the police. You're just trying to get compliance.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to come in and say, I'm going to write you up. I'm going to fine you.
Right.
I'm going to give you a violation with penalty.
Yeah.
And then have to go to the Construction Board of Appeals on your own time. Which
Right.
I learned that, and it's not fun on my end. I'm either end, actually. So.
Yeah. The saying is, you get more bees with honey than you do with thorns, right?
Yep.
So, like, whatever happened to civility, where, like, whenever I meet an inspector, I always, I'm asking him questions, and I'm looking for help. I'm looking for help always from the older guys.
Yep.
Because they know more than me no matter what.
Yep.
All right? So, like, just help me out, and I'll be nice to you. I'll fix whatever problems that are there. I don't know where, like, this attitude from contractors and
what do you think the percentages of inspectors that give you back nice versus?
I think the majority of them.
The majority are nice.
Yeah. I never really
if you come to them with that attitude that you just described, I think you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Because most of them are really decent guys.
You know what? I really haven't.
Like, I have no problem fixing. I have no problem fixing the problem because, again, it's a learning process.
Yes.
I will fix whatever it is, as long as you tell it to me nicely and teach it to me.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Not just kind of like throw it at me like I'm some young idiot who doesn't know what he's doing.
Right. And you get off on it.
Exactly.
There are ones that went out there.
I'll tell you this, not to jump in real quick.
Yeah.
And this is not slamming on like the staff or anything at all. Because generally you go in, offices are very nice. But we don't get angry people so much from the inspector, but it's the staff
remember the staff,
and we did talk about this.
The staff's the front line. The staff gets
they get it all.
They get the mad contractor. That can't believe they have to waste their time doing the paperwork. And then they're like, so they look at this office, they look at the door, and they're like, they hear this person coming in going, what am I dealing with now?
Yeah.
You know, so lead with a smile.
Yeah.
You know, show them respect because they are the gatekeepers to the inspectors.
Yeah.
You got to get past them.
Yeah, you're true. You're you right about that.
And that is...
Well, not anymore.
Right. Well, you are... Yes, true. Yep. Yep. It's all going to be...
Not cite the code.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Well, there you still... They're going to just help you. Now you're coming in as a... You're a more informed contractor. Yeah.
You already have an established relationship with that town now.
They're going to respect you now. App.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so... The relationship with the app has nothing to do with the town.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Okay. But you're a better contractor in their eyes.
Yeah.
You're coming in with the documents filled out the way you're supposed to fill out, makes their job easier.
Yeah.
You know, you're not coming in going, well, what else do I need? What other paper do I need?
I don't know if we got into it before, but I think I did kind of glaze over the subject. Does this app help you out with filling inspection forms or no?
Yeah. Well, you can ask any question you want. Okay. Right. And because there's the inspector can snapshot his own. He can do anything else to send you pictures. The texting back and forth, it's not just one question.
Yeah.
It is one topic, okay? But you don't, when you're into the first part where you want to ask a comment, okay? You don't get a question to the inspector, get an answer, and the answer's over, or the request's over.
Right.
Yeah.
You have a conversation. You have a dialogue back and forth, okay? And then once the inspector's like, are we done here? Is this? And he feels that it's done, and you're okay. Then he can close the request.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay? So it's not, make sure you get that answer right the first time. If you want to go, look, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I have. What do I need? Oh, I don't quite understand it. You can go back and forth about anything. Permits, anything. Somebody brought up, one of the things I was speaking at was like, could this work for zoning? It can't work for zoning because each town is different.
Oh, I gotcha.
So you would have to be in touch with the zoning official from that town, you know, but
that's all right.
Because everything's supposed to be uniform construction code.
Yeah.
It's supposed to all be for the same state.
Those UCC codes, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
listen, going forward, you said you're talking to advertisers.
Yep.
Where are you right now?
Okay.
It's released. Define beta testing, first of all.
Beta testing means that your answers, as a person using it for the 90-day free trial, you can ask and say your opinion to the app development team, and they're still changing things.
Got it.
Okay. So it's not a term I made up. It's apparently an industry term, a beta testing. When we move out, when we got all the little bugs worked out, then it goes into now it's for everybody. It's all set up. And then there's going to be a fee for it. And right now it's a nominal fee under $10 a month.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Nothing for a contractor. And the contractor is going to have access. It's 25 questions for that fee. And you do your email addresses, your thing, and then a password. And like, you can use the same as he does.
Got it.
But your company runs out of 25 questions.
Got it.
But you don't have to get one for you, one for him. You know?
That's interesting. I have kind of suggestions to you. I don't want to do it on camera because I don't want to be disrespectful.
Yep.
But I think... That's what I was actually going to ask. What if you have like 10 guys in your company and you want them all to have access?
We're giving them the amount of questions.
So you're basically, you're buying credits.
A block, yeah.
A block of credits.
Yep.
Well, there's got to be...
And we'll see. Hopefully, when this turns around and it gets off the ground, we'll see where the money's coming from. Because we were talking about how the advertiser, I'm getting directly in front of your customer.
Yeah,
that's huge.
You know, so what's that worth it to you?
Really targeted.
Yeah, targeted right down.
Bigger companies, I'm sure you offer something like this where a bigger company who has a lot more guys, you pay, instead of $10 a month, you pay $20 a month, you get 50 questions.
Yep.
You know, so it's just...
And there will be a subscription fee where you can buy more after the 25.
Yeah.
So you use 25, you can reload.
Yeah.
And you pay for the reload.
Yeah.
Listen, subscriptions is the way to go.
Yep.
I pay a subscription for my printer.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
They still offer this now? Yeah. You pay a subscription for your printer, you get free ink, you pay monthly, and you're allowed a certain amount of pages.
Yep.
Everyone's doing that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it for Quartz Plumbing, where for our customers, where they have a membership fee, where they get two maintenance visits a year for this membership. They get 10% off every job they call us for.
Yep.
They get the max discount, all that stuff.
Yep.
You know, so that's the way. Plus, it increases the value of your business when you have members.
Exactly.
Because they're going to look at that and be like, well, these people are going to always come back to this company.
Yeah.
Boom, it's shoots.
I already got
so if you're going to sell your company, that is the way to go.
Yep.
And I've heard plenty of guys on YouTube talk about that, about selling your company.
Yeah.
Get subscribers.
Yep. Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
I'm trying to do it for Plum Bums, but, you know, we're working on
it. We'll see. And that's it. And that's how, you know, taking things off the ground from, this is an idea nobody knows about.
Yes.
So I'm not selling a plumbing company.
You're right.
Where they go, they know the value already.
Yes. Yeah.
This is a
whole new thing.
I hear everybody's like, wow, who's doing? No one else is doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And I don't know if I knew how long it was going to take and how much money it has cost me to do so far. You know, you talked about being brave to like, come out and start a new company.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
This has
it
been,
does, it,
this
it been, takes, it takes a sack of balls, man.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of work.
It's scary. I mean, this children's book I'm doing, it's not much of a risk. If it doesn't take off, I spent a couple, a bunch of reams of paper to print it out and spent time, but this is a risk.
I'm into six figures.
Wow.
Yeah.
It means that you believe in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that I put out there. Like I've got things that are ready to pull the trigger on to start. That's all paid for. And it's just a piece that it's ready when we get to that point.
Yeah.
So.
And also I think you've probably learned from your previous failures of the other app that didn't do well. Yeah. And you took what you learned from that experience and you moved it here and you said, I'm going to make it better.
Can we talk about that actually?
About the other company?
Yeah.
Or the other app?
Yeah. Well, the other app, because you did mention it, but I wanted to, when we were talking about it off camera, you had mentioned it. I was like, you know what? There was actually a couple of years ago, a whole bunch of apps coming out like that. And now I hear nothing.
So
they learned the hard way.
I got to this point and I felt like the app development team, that we are much bigger, like international type company. And I think, I don't know if I said it on here, but they did apps for NHL, NBA. This girl, this woman really was tops and her prices was for it. And I just couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
But then I was asking questions. I was doing my own testing on the side and I realized that, I think this is not worth it. I don't think it's going to be a problem. They kept coming back to me and asking me more questions about the app.
Wow.
Like, the other one.
Oh, okay.
Like, how would you handle this? So I felt she was waiting, trying to pry information out of me. And finally I stopped answering. I'm like, no, I'm not going to help you anymore because you're no longer out for me. I had a feeling she was going to. And then 6 months later, I saw one that looked exactly like my idea.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like two friends were calling me going, hey, man, you lost your window. The idea's already out there. And I'm like, you know what? And I never even looked to see what app development company because I didn't want to know.
You didn't want to know.
I didn't want to know. I'm like, all right. But
there's nothing you can do about it anyway.
I also had deep down that don't think it's going to work. Just did not agree with it. And now I don't see him anymore. I don't see
him. When did that click with you? When did that? Because you had to
go. When he was talking to the old lady under the sink.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, probably. Because you went in with this idea is amazing. It's going to work. I know it's going to work. Yeah. And then what? After like a 6 month period, you're like, no.
No, I had to do it. Everything else was great. And the idea was there. And until you actually try to make it work.
Yeah.
Like first I was having problems with the connectivity in the basements and a lot of plumbing is in the basement. That's just, how am I going to get through to this?
Yeah.
How am I going to get by that? So then you heard about, 5G coming out and that's going to solve everything, and
make things worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, then, and my guys were getting frustrated because I'm sitting in my desk and I'm like, all right, go down there, just touch this, touch that. Because they knew what they were doing on what, well, I didn't want to waste it on that.
But, yes.
I had a helper and I talked through the whole thing and then all of a sudden you're frozen.
Yeah.
And almost every call had a frozen part. And I'm like, how am I going to charge? And the app development company was like, all right, we've given you enough free time. Sign a contract.
Got it.
$375,000 they wanted me. Yeah. The contract.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they had everything they were going to do. They had the big project or what they were going to, how the advertising was going to be, all that.
That's way marketing. Too much money with no guarantee
no on
return
guarantee.
On investment.
Yeah.
Listen, it takes balls to do that.
Yep.
It absolutely takes, you need guts to go out there. And this is not many, I'm not going to say many, but a lot of people don't have that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
Some people are content, and this is fine. Going to work for somebody,
yep.
getting their paycheck, yep. guaranteed pension, whatever it is, all that stuff, and they go home and they're happy and they take care of their family. This takes a certain type of person.
I'm a business owner, and I work three other jobs, and it's mostly for the app right
yeah.
now. To cover my bills and for the app.
I don't know, Scott. This doesn't seem like a lot to me.
Yeah.
I feel like a young guy like you, you should be doing like three more things.
I was thinking about that. I had two other towns and I gave them up.
Because Let's put in the comments what else Scott could be doing. Yes. Because you're yeah. just wasting his time yeah. at this point.
Hanging out doing nothing. But yeah, it was, you know, it's... You just got to do it. And if it's a passion and I'm going to see this come through, and believe me, there's times when it's not moving.
Yeah.
And I just sit back and I'm like, what am I doing? Now I'm just going to give it up. Give it up. And I talked to the app development company. I don't know if I should say their name or not.
Up to you.
Yeah. Well, they're great. And I would recommend them thoroughly to do any work. And, you know, maybe they would want to come on one time and talk to you too.
I would love that.
Yeah. Yep.
Tell them we're looking for sponsors.
Yeah. That's it. We're looking for sponsors. Yep. Loud Canvas is the company that I work with.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
absolutely.
They did my website.
Yep.
And they're talking to me about my website. And I mentioned that, I just gave up this idea. And the guy's like, what idea? And I told him, he goes, we'll work with you. And they're smaller. They worked on financing with me. They got
wow.
me through. Yes.
Okay.
I didn't have to come through. Set me up on a monthly payment. And then when I said, you know what, look, I'm still not making any money on this. I'm still in development stages. I can't. He goes, we'll stretch it out. And they stretched out the payments to go.
They have to believe in it to yes. do that.
Well, they want to run it. They're going to run it yeah. when it takes off.
Yeah.
So then it's going to be always part of their repertoire.
Jeez. Yeah. Scott, listen, I know I'm younger than you. But I'm like, not much. This makes
you
me.
You don't look it.
Come on.
This makes me feel good because I've always, I'm not patting myself on the back here, but I always try to think outside the box. Mm-hmm. The kids book, the yep, podcast, yep, all yep, that stuff.
Yep. Love it.
I feel you like you're the same way.
Yep.
Like I'm not going to be satisfied when with just doing plumbing for the rest of my life. You know?
Yeah, I felt the same way when you're saying it.
Like, yeah, it's man, not going to, I love my industry.
Yep.
I love quartz plumbing.
Yep.
I love building it, but yep. my mind is always looking at other things.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
That's a drive that I really respect.
Yeah. Cool.
And yeah. listen, I subscribe to Site the Code. I haven't called in yet.
Yep.
We haven't really had anything, but we got a bunch of renovations coming up that I know I'm going to need. I'm going to probably need like double yeah. the credits.
Yeah.
I'll give you a heads up on that.
And it's a mindset. It's something, a habit that you got to get into.
Yeah.
That's what I'm noticing. People like, they struggle. And they're like, and then I'll say to one of my guys, like, well, why don't you call the app? Oh.
Didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so it is going to be something that literally
you got to kind of get. Yeah.
Yep. Yep,
listen, I think this
once you start it.
This is going to change the industry, I think. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Not maybe change it, but it's going to propel help. It. Yes.
And that's it. You're not going to get a grumpy guy on the other side of the phone. And if you do, you got to reach out to the admin
yeah.
and let me know because we'll get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know? And every inspector has to be vetted by us, by my
yeah.
admin. Right. So listen, with Site the Code, anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to talk about? You think we hit it all?
I think we hit it all.
Yeah.
I think we hit it all. You know, there on the website, www.sitethecode.com, it's my cell phone number on there.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Wow.
Listen, I'm out. I'm out there. I want this to go. So you call me. You can ask me questions about how it works.
You want to throw the number out?
Yep. 201-376-0806.
And they can find it on the Play Store and the App Store.
Google Play, Apple Store. Site the Code, CITE, the code.
And listen, how do they get the coupon code to start up? How do
so
they
that's, get that? You come through, I'm not going to say it on here.
Don't say it on here.
Yeah, but you go through and you can go and email me.
Contact
you can go
directly.
On the website and it has my email address.
Perfect.
It has all there and we'll give out the coupon
code. I'm going to put up all that information.
Cool. Yep.
All right. This is, I'm glad you came on. We had another app developer that's developing a invoicing program.
Yeah, so.
Super interesting to me because yeah. tech is pretty interesting
yep,
to
I
me.
Watched it. It was interesting.
But I think this is it's grassroots. Yeah. It's yep. grassroots from you and the plumbing company, a yep. plumbing industry, and an inspector.
Yep.
So you're getting yep. both sides of the coin.
Yep. It's so the last thing you know I wanted to mention, I'm sorry about this, is we're
right.
also working on, and this is something we're going to talk about. If you're a contractor, we're talking about possibly lower, like advertising your business on our app too.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you want to get to an electrician, you need a GC. Throw your company out there where it will have the networking part of that.
That's huge. Yep. I didn't even think about that. The whole networking aspect of this. Because it's all inter-industry. It's
into it, yeah.
Scott, thanks so much for coming on, man. This is awesome. I'm pumped about it.
I appreciate it.
I can't wait till you blow up.
I'll still be humble.
Folks, cite the code, Scott Wickersheim. Excellent idea. Look for it on the App Store. Look for it on the Play Store, all that stuff. And I will put everything, all the information where you can find Scott. Guys, thanks for watching. We want to remind you that this show is sponsored by Jigsaw, Jigsaw PMR, jigsawpmr.com, your solution to property maintenance restoration, mold, fire, water, sewer. He'll come in. He'll take care of all that, remediate everything, and get you back up and running. Follow his cleanup journey on Instagram and Facebook. If you guys are a plumber, well, I highly encourage you to join your local association. We are sponsored by New Jersey State League of Master Plumbers. We're very grateful for that. Excellent organization. They will fight for you. They will stand by you. You can network with them. They will lobby the government. They do fundraising. Phenomenal organization. Folks, if you are interested in being on the show, Plum Bums Podcast, you're going to go to quartzplumbing.com. You're going to click the podcast link. You're going to follow down and click out and fill out the Be a Guest application. It's a ton of fun. It's one long commercial for your business. You cannot miss it. So if you're any type of special industry, interesting industry, or small business owner, come on. We'd love to have you. And as always, please share, like, subscribe. We're always looking for subscribers. Jump on YouTube. Jump on Instagram. Just follow us. Share the video. Share the reels. We really appreciate it. And as always, we will see you here next time.